these are the kids that end up in juvenile hall. These are the kids that bounce around foster homes. These are the kids that attempt suicide, that are depressed, not like to sit still in a classroom, but they're the kids that actually cost the most.
Mario Hernandez is professor and chair of the Department of Child and Family Studies at the Louis Delaparte Florida Mental Health Institute at the University of South Florida. He described how, in years past, children with mental health and behavioral issues were sent away to residential facilities far from home, oftentimes to live out their entire youth.
There were so many children who were removed from their communities and placed in residential treatments, some as far away as other states, and that you were left there, basically. You were left unclaimed. Nobody rarely checked on you. Not only is that a terrible thing for kids, those kids come out completely unprepared to live with their families again or to live in the community because they haven't been socialized that way. But it was costing a fortune to do the wrong thing for kids.
Dr. Hernandez cited books that have laid the groundwork for the childhood mental health movement. Among them are Unclaimed Children by the late Dr. Jane Nitzer and A System of Care for Children and Youth with Severe Emotional Disturbances, written by Drs. Beth Stroll and Gary Blau. Both books address a needed system of care within a community, with separate parts working together for the good of the child and family.
The idea around that has been basically my whole life's work, is to get local communities to collaborate across sectors, and by sectors I mean child welfare, juvenile justice, the schools, in such a way that our most vulnerable kids and their families, they see a seamless system.
The idea of a seamless system led to what's now referred to as the wraparound approach.
What we do is we think about all the things that a kid needs in order to stay at home, in order to stay in their classroom. And we have a fantastic program here in Hillsborough County called Success for Kids that demonstrates that approach. The innovation is that in mental health, we typically have identified patients, and here we don't even use the word patient. And what we do is we think about the whole context, the whole family, everybody's needs, and we create service plans based on those needs.
The research leads to discovering what may or may not work for a family or community.
There's a lot of research to understand systems and how they work or don't work in the service of kids and families. And then there's research to try to figure out, when we do know that a kid has a problem, how do we give them the best service? And then the third part, how do those two hang together so that it's not an accident that a kid gets a service? Or if a kid needs more than one service, who's coordinating that?
Research does not always offer easy solutions, nor is every solution born from research.
There's this huge research to practice gap. And they'll say that it takes innovation sometimes 17 years before they're even adopted at the community level. A lot of the reasons for that is the way research is sometimes conducted. It's not conducted in the real world, so it's much harder to figure out how to make it stick in the real world once you try to do that. Wraparound and these services didn't come out of research. It came out of common sense. And then researchers started testing it.
As Hernandez stated earlier, these are the most expensive children in the system, but he says there are more expensive costs when their needs go unmet.
If you look at the cost of all of this, it's minuscule compared to what it would cost to put these kids in jail, which is an issue now in Florida, and to put these kids in residential where they might stay till they're 22 years old. So people say, oh, I can't believe you're giving kids this stuff, but it's smart, it's common sense. And it's what works. So this conference is the research conference, the research arm for everything I just described for you.
For those dealing with troubled children, Hernandez says the first step is finding the right resources.
Call your local Federation of Families chapter and find out from them about resources and places. You can call your children's board. We make a lot of referrals to Success for Kids, places that will work with you holistically, that will truly assess your child and your family's strengths across a variety of life domains. Meet with teachers, meet with probation people, go with you to court. You want to find that. You want that.
One current children's mental health issue comes in the form of Senate Bill 2718, which would increase the monitoring of psychotropic drug use of children in the foster care system. The bill was filed late last month by State Senator Rhonda Storms.
You know, we have to get beyond giving somebody medication and just having a doctor say, well, how's it going? How do you feel? We've got to get a little better than that. You know, it's one of those areas that can be abused or it could be a fantastic help. that's at the very heart of the kind of problems that this conference is all about trying to figure out.
For links to the resources mentioned in this story, log on to WMNF.org/news. Reporting for the WMNF News, this is Dawn Elliott.